This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
After the 11 o'clock hour, welcome into the whole show powered by Chevron, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Glad you guys could be with us here today. You shoot us a text on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I am Brady Hull. We've got Michael Kirkpatrick on the other side of the bulletproof glass, and we're going to go through the NFL weekend that was, but hey, listen, because the Broncos beat an AFC opponent on Thursday, and the Patriots beat an NFC opponent yesterday. Don't look now, Mike, but the Broncos are now in the standings in the playoff race. They are the number two seed. There are 3-8-2 teams in the AFC, 3-8-2 teams in the NFL, and it just so happens to be the Colts, the Broncos, and the Patriots. Very good news. Very exciting news for Denver. After a few days to kind of rest with what happened against the Raiders, I don't know, man. Did you see the Bills get blown out by the Dolphins yesterday, Michael?
Is that why the United Way wasn't in this morning?
I don't know the answer. I would be the wrong one to ask on that. But the Colts, the Colts. The Bills lose to the Dolphins 30-13.
If I'm a Bills fan, I'm like, what's going on? You have bad games.
Right.
You have bad games sometimes. Sometimes you inexplicably lose to a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
You lose like that
to
a bad team?
The point is, the Bills clearly weren't playing a good game, right? And they lost big to a team that's probably going to fire their coach pretty soon. Dolphins aren't necessarily way above what the Raiders are supposed to be this year, are they? So if we want to do the glass half full thing, the Broncos just kind of win games. That's what they do. In fact, that's not all that different from what the Kansas City Chiefs did last season when they ended up going to a Super Bowl.
It's getting blown out.
It's not that different from what the 2015 Broncos did when their offense wasn't very good, but their defense was amazing. Like Derb said, it was windy. It was windy. It was short turnaround. I'm pretty optimistic. I don't know how far this thing goes, but it is the official start to Broncos Chiefs week. And how are we feeling initially about the Broncos pulling off an upset against the Kansas City Chiefs and moving up to 9-2?
You know, to Derb's point about it being a short week, those Thursday night games really
aren't they always crapshoots?
Just a crapshoot.
Yes, they're always crapshoots. That's why, again, pull back the curtain. The reason we started the whole Thursday night special thing was because that is the game the players care about the least. That's the game nobody wants to play. They're happy if they win and it's over because they get an extended weekend. But nobody looks forward to the Thursday night games. They're typically the worst games. So that's why we said, you know what? We're going to do a thing where we pick the least favorite game according to the players and coaches, and we're going to make it sound like it's the greatest thing ever. Stitch back up the curtain, and it is the greatest thing ever. Thursday night football is the best that you'll ever come across.
Except for the picks, which are on Friday.
Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. How do you think I did? Take a guess. Five games, Mike. What was my record? Five games against the spread.
You were 0-5.
That is false. You really believed I went 0-5?
No, I was just guessing. You didn't ask me to make an educated guess.
3-2 again. So the week before I went 3-2. This week I went 3-2. So we're just baby stepping it, pulling away from the 500 mark, barely. We just have to have a winning record from here on out.
So 60% is acceptable.
I would say 60% is acceptable. The only one, okay, so I lost the Broncos. They didn't cover 9.5, and then I lost the UNC Bears. I pulled a U, Mike. I thought the Bears were going to beat Northern Arizona. I didn't even take the points. Wouldn't have mattered. The Bears lost big to Northern Arizona. So those were my two losses. I took the Buffs. I flip-flopped last minute, but what I say in the pick segment is official, and I did flip-flop. I did take West Virginia to cover. It was -6. They won by 7. I took the UNLV Rebels to cover, and that was easy. Did that. I took Air Force to win. So 3-2. Not bad. We're feeling okay with ourselves right now.
That I believe that's exactly how I would have gone.
Well, you didn't.
Except I probably would have. Well, I wouldn't have picked UNC to win. I would have picked them to cover. But
it wouldn't have mattered.
They
anyway,
did not.
Right?
Yeah. It's tough for them to play in Flagstaff. They never do well.
I should have known all those things. And that head coach for Northern Arizona is pretty good. Doesn't lose a lot. So I'm 29-24. How do we feel about that record? I asked you this last week, and we're one game better than we were. So we're one game above 500 better than we were. 29-24. 5 games over 500. Is that respectable yet? Have I earned your respect on the picks yet?
No.
Seriously?
Like you really make this like epic. You build it up, and picks are on Friday.
Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. Five games over 500 is pretty epic, I would say, against the spread. And I'm picking 6 teams every week. And I'm not picking the games that I feel really good about. I have to tell you what's happening in the Wyoming game. They didn't play last week. I have to tell you what's happening with Air Force, with the Broncos, with the Buffs, with the Rams, with the Bears. I don't get to handpick 6 games that I like, Mike. That's not the point of this. This is the local, regional picks. So do you think I would have touched Air Force San Jose State if I was actually playing, you know, participating for entertainment purposes only? Do you think I would have touched I don't even think I would have touched the Buffs game because I didn't like that spread very much. But I have to do it. I have to do it.
And you are 54%.
That's better. That's almost half. That's better than half, Mike.
That's pretty good. That is better than half. Yeah you are 4%. Better than half.
So not respectable is what you're saying? That's unfortunate.
I mean,
all right, we'll just have to load it up again and go crazy. We'll go crazy this weekend.
You're a sports expert, and I just...
Well, I don't think anybody's necessarily saying I'm a sports expert when it comes to the X's and O's. They come to this show for the friendship and for the whimsy and the laughs and occasionally my takes on the day's sporting events. Sometimes they come to me for picks, and that's fine. If you go with me, then you are right 54% of the time. You would probably be winning money. If you just picked every single game and you bet the same amount on every single game, you would be winning money, I would believe. That's how that math works, Derbs. I don't know. Wherever Derbs is, I'm not a math gambling expert, but if you just put $1 on every one of my picks every game, I think you would be barely ahead, right? Probably slightly.
But is there a subscription fee on the gambling plus?
No. You have to subscribe.
To have an account. Do you have
There's no subscription fee. You just have an account, and if you put money in it, you gamble it. And if you lose it, that's essentially your subscription fee.
Okay, so for every 100 bets you have, you basically have made $4.
Not bad. That's up.
If my math is right.
I
could be way wrong.
I think you're off, but we're up. That's all I know. Probably.
Maybe you made $54 instead of $4.
Probably.
I don't know.
Maybe. You never know. You just never know.
Derbs, help me out. My math no good.
Derbs says 52.5% is breaking even if all your picks were -110. I'd say you're profitable right now. There we go. I'd say that's on a t-shirt. I'd say you're profitable.
Oh, congratulations.
The picks
you are profitable.
Are on Friday. Everybody knows that. Smaller letters, I'd say you're profitable. That's good. That's the selling point that we need. Not
yeah,
bad.
But isn't the point not just to make a profit, but to be really, really epic?
That's pretty epic.
I want to see you get to 70%.
Fine. We'll get there. We'll get there.
I want you to go 5-0 this week.
5-0?
5-0. I will be disappointed in
who's
you.
Who's not playing this weekend? Is somebody not playing?
Where's my?
I have my cheat sheet here. The Bears are playing. CSU is playing. Air Force is playing. The Buffs are not playing. There you go.
Okay, so you can go 5-0.
The Cowboys are playing and the Broncos are playing. So we will have five picks because none of those teams are playing each other. So we will have five picks. A great opportunity to. So that's what that we start the week now. That begins the week, Mike. The week of research begins. Broncos, Chiefs, Bears taking on Eastern Washington, Colorado State at New Mexico. They are dogs, believe it or not. Yes, they are. Air Force is taking on Connect I Cut. That's how I learned how to spell it. And the Colorado Buffaloes will be taking on the bye week, and that is good for them. And the Cowboys will be taking on Fresno State. They'll be at Fresno State this weekend. So that's where we sit. We've got the Brock Wisney Show coming up. And you know who's feeling good about life is the UNC Bears. Two games.
The football team or the basketball
team? The basketball team, Michael, the basketball team. Two games in a row that they were supposed to win, and they win big. And is Zach Block still draining threes? Is he still just making threes right now? I don't know. He's on fire. Zach Block's amazing. Brock Wisney is amazing. We got the Brock Wisney Show coming up here in just a moment. Michael, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. That's my good, is the basketball scene in this area, especially of the teams we're talking about here. The Bears win big. The Rams win big. The Nuggets. The Nuggets are cooking right now. I mean, they're 7-2, have only lost two games, close games, one overtime loss against Golden State on the road, and then that goofy Portland game, the foul that was not a foul or whatever it was a jump ball. That's silly. It was a foul. He came from behind him and grabs his body and then grabs the ball. Joker's on a different level, and we'll get to that. So that's my good. And also the sprinkle in there, the Broncos, Nuggets, and the Avs, between those three teams, they have not lost at home. Then a regulation loss. A regulation loss at home. How about that? The Avs, their one regulation loss that they've had was, let's see here. They had one regulation loss, and that was on the road. So, Broncos, Nuggets, Avalanche cannot be beat at home. Very exciting. Good stuff happening in the world of sports around us. The bad, unfortunately, is the UNC Bears football team. I thought they would beat Northern Arizona. I had them winning the game. Probably shouldn't have. Probably should have taken the points. Wouldn't have mattered. The Bears lose. The ugly is Colorado State. They had one good drive, and you're like, whoa, here we go. And then it's gone. Just bad stuff for football. And fans were done with that game as well. I was going to go. I really was. I had the best intention to go. But then, because that works for me. Late night games work for me. 7:30 worked. And then I sat down on the couch. My kid was going to sleep. And my wife was just making sure he was okay. The dog looked up at me with those sad eyes. And he's like, are you really going, man? Are you really leaving me here? We're bonding. I was like, all right, let me crack open a beer here. And then I decided to not. That's what I decided to do, to not to. I stayed on my couch, and I watched that game unfold. I like the teams we cover, man, but sometimes, you know, I've got 465 TVs. I got 592 ways to watch these games. So I'm going to stay home where it's warm and where it's safe. And that's what I did. 19 minutes after the hour. It is the whole show. Powered by Chevron. We got the Brock Wisney Show coming up and brought to you by Interior Sprinkler Solutions. I am so excited for this show. This is going to be a fun show all year. I don't know that the Bears are ever going to lose a game. I don't know. I'm looking at Brock and he's like, maybe a little too far. I don't know. Based on the current trajectory, the Bears are on pace to never lose. Mike, that's flawless logic right there. You can't beat that logic, can you?
Seriously. If the playoffs started today,
if the playoffs started today, Two games in, so far so good for the University of Northern Colorado. Brock Wisney set to join us thanks to our great friends at Interior Sprinkler Systems Incorporated. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
School football playoffs. Listen to the postseason special presented by Clearwater Products, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Interior Sprinkler Systems presents the Brock Wisney Show on KFKA.
Yeah. I love it when we can bring Brock Wisney in here. The Brock Wisney Show, each and every Monday, brought to you by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Give them a call today, 970-302-3777, or for emergency. They're ready for you. 24/7 emergency calls, because we know things can happen, man. Give them a call at 970-302-3777, extension 6. Brock, my man, hey. You can't win them all if you don't win your first two games.
Yeah, it was a good start. I mean, we didn't lose them, so.
You didn't lose them. And what I like about these games, Colorado College, Colorado Christian, yes, on paper, people glance at that and go, well, yeah, the Bears should win that. Well, you win 91-57, and then this time around, you say, you know what? Let's go ahead and get to that 100 mark, 101-65. What I like about these games is you're not leaving, especially once we clear halftime, you're not leaving any doubt.
Yeah,
we're going to win these.
Yeah,
games.
I mean, we had a good approach to both of them, and I think that, you know, we came out and took care of business. And I think we're feeling good coming out of those, and things were clicking. It looked right. So.
Yeah, things were clicking. Let's just, you know, I know you're not going to brag about yourself here, but in this game, 21 minutes, you had 18 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. But 7 of 7, man. I mean, efficient. 2 of 3 from the 3-point line. I love that stat line. That's a healthy stat line, especially you know, you didn't play a ton in this game, but that's a really good stat line spread out all over the board.
Yeah, I mean, it's healthy. The thing you didn't mention was I was 2 of 4 from the free throw line.
I didn't mention that. I didn't. 50%, yeah. Though, that's half.
That's a bad start. That's a bad start for the free throw line.
How do you get better at... I mean, again, you're not a bad free throw shooter, but when you have a game like that, is it something in your brain where it's like, all right, I got to get back to the free throw line?
Yeah, free throws are all mental.
100%,
you know?
Right?
I think that it's about the approach, and I'm confident. I'm sure it's not going to stay at 50. My goal was 80 coming into this year, and I'll probably reach that.
What is it right now?
50.
Is it 50?
Yeah,
did you not have free throws in the first game?
I didn't have any in the first
game. Okay, so it's 50 right now.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get there.
That's right. It happens.
I'm not worried about that at all. You are still my vote for Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. That is happening.
I
put it in there.
We'll see.
I wrote that in, if anybody could read my handwriting. But this guy might be competing with you. Zach Block.
Oh, man.
7 of 11 from the 3-point line.
Yeah, he was on fire.
Everything. I mean, okay, so Coach Smiley told me this before the season started. Obviously, we kind of know him for his defense.
Yeah.
And he said, watch out for him this year on the offensive side. What did you see in the offseason that made us think we're going to see more of these games?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, first of all, he's very highly confident right now. But this was not surprising at all. I think that what you will see, and he'll develop more, is like taking the ball to the rim, right? He was just taking what the defense gave him, and that was 11 threes, really 12. He got fouled on one and made all 3 free throws. So
ridiculous.
If you want to look at it that way, he's really 8 of 12.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, he was on fire. I mean, we found him all game. They gave those looks up, and we just kept taking them, so...
I mean, every time he shot it, I was like, oh, that's going in.
Yeah,
that's
how
going
it feels.
In.
Yeah.
How fun is that, whether it's you or a teammate, when you just see their... Is it a look in their eye?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're not going to miss anytime soon and very often.
Yeah, it's the best. My favorite moments are when I'm on the bench, and a guy spots up and shoots a 3, and I'm already standing up and holding the 3-point sign, because you just know sometimes, and that's how it felt during that game, especially for him.
You guys win 101-65, and again, these are just those games where it's like, okay, we're supposed to win, let's get after it. Mm-hmm. You seem like and this is a mark of a veteran group, and I think we keep talking about the big three for this UNC team. You've got guys that have been there, but obviously your leadership and you guys playing in these big games for so long, how does that help the mentality of okay, we might be picked to win, but that doesn't mean anything. We have to go out there and capitalize every single possession.
Yeah, it's just stacking days, stacking possessions. I think that we're a team that hasn't had a bad practice this year, and in the same way, we're not going to approach a game in a bad way, I think. And that's really a strength of our team. And, you know, of course, like me, Zach, and Quinn are leading and all that, but, you know, the younger guys have done really good following along and stepping into their roles. Like, you look at the game, Ring had a great game.
Mm-hmm.
Ibu had a great game. You know, everybody's contributing. And I think that earlier in the year, sure, it was us bringing them along, but now it's a cohesive effort, and it just feels great.
I'm waiting, and I'm just so you know, Brock, in about 3 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks, the Brock Wisney for Big Sky Player of the Year, those tweets will happen. I got to get through the first couple of games first, and then we start rolling. So just so you know, be on the lookout for those.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that.
You're not going to be checking your phone like at halftime or anything?
Probably not.
Okay, it's probably a good idea. Yeah. But I like this game, too. You know, Quinn Danker had six points in this game, but 10 assists and 5 rebounds. He's a great rebounding point guard. You guys just all impact the game in so many different ways, and it's one stat line, which this is probably why it will be difficult, be a task for you to win this conference player of the year, is because you have guys on any given night that are just contributing so many different ways, and that's a very, very big positive team-wise.
Yeah, we're so unselfish, and I think that, you know, with our guys, everybody's just going to take what the defense gives them. It's not going to be forced, right? Like Quinn, he only scored 6 points, but he had 10 assists, right? Yeah. The defense was giving him all these passes. And in the same way, you know, I think that if the defense is giving me a ton of passes, like it was Monday night, I was just making the right reads. That's just how it is. And I think that's the beauty of this team.
In the game against, so it was Colorado Christian, and then you guys had Colorado College on Monday. Everybody got into this game, it seemed like, and everybody got points except for one dude, and that was Vincent Delano. But he did get, 7 points in this game?
Yeah.
So he got off the schneid there. Yeah. So you guys had to be happy for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great. You know, he's a great player. You know, people have games where they just don't make shots, and that is what it is. He's going to be really good for us, you know, a guard that can, you know, make great reads, and he's very talented. He's honestly athletic. I don't know if you've seen it, but he can, like, he's 360 and warm-ups and stuff, but, yeah, he's talented.
All right, two games, not a great sample size yet, but has there been a player that has somewhat shockingly impressed you yet at this point? I mean, again, two games is a very small sample size.
Yeah, you know, we spent a lot of time with this team, so to me, maybe not so much, but, you know, Ring, I thought, has done really well these past two games. He's rebounding well. You know, I think he has the right mindset scoring-wise, and he's had some highlight dunks, you know, so I think I'm impressed with everybody, but, you know, he's done really well with what he's been given to start the year.
Just a lot of guys on this team, they're long.
Mm-hmm.
Like the
We're
dunks,
a big team, man.
Yeah,
there's some crazy lineups we can do. It's cool.
I got a chance. I caught about an hour of practice last week. It was really cool to be out there. That's one of the things, like, you guys dunking, it just looks so easy for everybody out there.
Well, I don't know if that's – not for me. I know that. If you saw me dunk, my knees, they were hurting. But
you got, like, Muyen and Ring. I mean, those guys just it's just –
they're athletic.
And very effortless for them.
Yeah, you know, it's awesome. We got a really athletic and big team. Like, there's a potential lineup. I don't think we've gone to it. But, like, imagine, like, Quinn at the 1, Arik at the 2, like, Ring at the 3, me at the 4, Egan at the 5. That's like a – bigger than Power 5 teams level size.
Do you think we'll see that possibly? There'll probably be a team that will go big.
Eventually, we could see that, you know, in some extended minutes. I think that'd be awesome.
But. All right, so as we put a bow on these two games, Brock, I asked you last week if you would be comfortable giving out a game ball.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd just be fun. I don't know if – do we want to do a game ball by every game, or do we want to say, hey, the amount of games that you have before the next show – do we just kind of give the collective there, or do you want to do game by game? And that's totally fine.
Can
he give a
game
ball to himself?
Game by game. Well, Brock doesn't want to do that.
I won't do that.
Brock won't do that. I can tell you right now, there's zero chance he will do. What if you have like 30 points in a game?
Someone gave me those passes.
You know? I'm like, oh yeah, no, 30 points. That's you. But I mean, you're gonna be deserving. I mean, a game like that, you're certainly deserving, but you're not gonna go that route. So you want to go game by game.
Game by game, yeah. I love analyzing each one.
Okay, so
they go differently.
You win 91-57 over Colorado College last Monday, and just kind of looking at numbers, and you may not always go the obvious route. I don't know that there was an obvious route. Quinn Danker was the leader in points that game. He had 13.
Yeah,
but this is one of those where it was all spread out. Egan Shields had 7 boards.
Yeah.
But then Quinn Danker also had 7 assists. So game ball for the Colorado College game. And I got to make sure I write these.
Yeah, I don't want to always go the easy path, but I'm giving it to Quinn. I think he had a great game. Obviously assist. I think he's rebounding well from the perimeter, and he's, you know, he was confident that game. So I'm giving that one to Quinn 100%.
So Quinn Danker is – how do you think that makes him feel knowing that he – I'm going to tweet this out. He's going to see this at some point.
I think he'll feel very loved.
Yeah, he's going to be like, wow, I made the Brock Wisney show game ball of at least one game.
He's deserving.
And got him in.
He'll get a good amount this year, I'm sure.
I'm going to try to track these because I want to see how many we give away
here. Stat them out.
Okay, so then, of course, you guys win over the weekend against Colorado Christian 101-65.
Yeah.
I'm guessing I know where you're going on this
Zach,
one.
Yeah, Zach. Okay. 7 of 11 from 3. Really 8 for 12, if you want to look at it that way. He got fouled on one. But, man, when a guy shoots like that, it's hard to not give it to him.
It's hard to. Yeah, I know. Those are good. Okay, so far, and I said, you know, I tweeted this out before the season began. One of the main stories around the Bears is their big three. Mm-hmm. That's Quinn Danker, Zach Block, and Brock Wisney. So that would stay on pace right now with really big players returning.
You're
going to
see you're going
to
see some other guys too, though. I guarantee Ring's going to have a few. Arik is talented and he's aggressive. You're going to see a few from him, and Ibu can get off in the same way as Zach from three.
Well, you got to do this like the sports host that you're becoming. You can't look at it and go, okay, well, Zach Block's got like 5 of them. I can't give him 6.
No, I'm going to do accurate.
You got to be accurate.
I'm going to do accurate.
You can do it however you want. It's the Brock Wisney show. Up with exactly
we're on the same page.
Want. I love it, man. So how are you feeling about this basketball team?
Oh, I feel great. Yeah, I think that, you know, we were so unselfish in both. I think that we had like 20-ish assists on 30 makes in the first one. It was similar in the second, like 22 on 33 about. So we're sharing the ball well. It's a classic Smiley team, and I think we can really guard. I think that we're doing the defense thing right. So
yeah, 100% you are. How does this team feel compared to last year's team or teams of, you know, you've been with this Bears team for a bit now.
It's
how
different.
Do you feel?
Yeah, we got a lot younger guys. And, you know, at first I was like, man, is the talent there? I know that we'll be there, all the intangibles for the guys. But I think that we're talented. I think that we play well together. And I really think that we just naturally connect well. And maybe that's happened through the offseason building. But, you know, I'm confident in this team.
So. Yeah, it's fun to see it, man. Okay, so let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about Pepperdine coming up. What kind of challenge that presents for you guys coming up. So we'll get to that. It's the Brock Wisney Show. Don't go anywhere. Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Michael, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in to the Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com. Was Shane at the last two games?
He was. I saw him right there, baseline bandit.
Shane is the owner of Interior Sprinkler Systems and just an awesome human, and I'm so glad we could get him on this show. But that's also a dude that practices what he preaches. He's going to every Bears game.
Oh, he's there. I see him. He's right next to the tunnel. I see him when I exit and when I enter, so...
I got a chance, Brock. I went to practice last week for a bit, just for an hour or so. You know what? Coach is like, what'd you think? I'm like, I don't know how you evaluate dudes.
Yeah.
Because you guys are, to me, it's like There's no separate. I mean, in practice, yeah. You guys are just, especially with the guards on offense, it's just so tight.
Yeah, it is.
So, like, how the evaluation process, it's got to be minute, man.
Yeah,
I mean, inches.
You know, the funny thing is when you hit summer, guys are so tightly evaluated, especially from, like, guys on the team and the coaches. And, you know, it's always different, you know. When you hit game time, that's when you really see. You can't really tell in practice.
So
you know,
difficult.
You kind of got to pick and choose some things. But
there was somebody that did stand out in a big way to me
yeah,
in practice,
who?
Though. And that was Brett Klopfel.
Oh, my gosh. He brings energy, man.
Does he, yeah, he does he seriously not miss any of those mid-rangers he's taking while you guys are stretching?
Listen, like he shoots like his first shot every day normally, and I've rarely seen him not swish it. I'll put it that way.
Smiley's like, I didn't want. Smiley comes up to me, and goes, "Just watch this.
Yeah,
he's not going to miss."
Yeah,
and I'm like praying that he doesn't miss because I don't want Smiley to feel embarrassed. You know, like, hey, I'm building this guy up, and he doesn't miss. Every time I watched him, he didn't miss it once.
Oh man, all 4 years I've been here.
I hear he can do darts, anything that has touch, like golf. He's a wizard. All this stuff.
Yeah. He's an all around type of guy, 100%.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Like this group. This head coaching group, I say this in a very positive way, but you have to have a different kind of character per position, you know? And Coach Smiley, obviously, he's the instructor out there. You get that. Dorian Green looks serious all the time.
He's the serious, he's X's and O's guy.
Yeah, it's like, let's go. Houston Reed, hey, give me a hug, brother. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're great. I love that. And then Brett Klopfel, he's kind of just like that guy that walks into the bar and he's just giving shooting the finger bangs off to everybody, like, hey, what's going on? Like, everybody's kind of got their persona. Yeah.
They're all different, but it's all needed.
It's so good, though, for you guys to have that, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's so awesome. You know, we connect with all of them, too. It's so easy to walk up to the offices and kind of just step in and talk to each guy, right? You know, Smiley he's a great, you know, smart X's and O's guy. He's a great people person. And each of them bring a different piece, you know. And, you know, guys you didn't mention, like CG, Ogobo, he's awesome. He's like a friend to all of us. You know, he's always with the players and stuff. And DC, our player development guy, you know, he's a great people person, too.
Yeah, definitely want to make sure I mention those guys. Colin, of course, hooking me up with parking. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, yeah.
But DC was funny because he's, like, standing in the way of somebody trying to, like, keep track of the score, like the time and everything. And just so it's your head athletic, Maddie
Ford. Yeah, trainer.
She's like, hey, DC, can you move out of the way? And he looks at her and he's like, no. And I just like that there's this vibe. There's this, you guys can get really serious but have some fun at the same time.
Yeah, it's easy going. You know, we're about business and we're always focused and locked in, but we're not afraid, you know, take moments and appreciate it, you know, and I think that's what makes, you know, the long grind, it makes it that much easier.
All right, coming up next for you guys, you know, we continue on just kind of seeing what the next test is. And now you go up against Pepperdine.
Yeah.
Pepperdine team, they beat Life Pacific to start the season. They lost to UCLA, I don't know. Not bad.
Yeah,
they're not
going
to be bad.
Pretty good.
So it was actually 74-63 in this game. So just for you, and not that you pay attention to any of this stuff, but now that you're basically a radio host, the ESPN matchup predictor likes them some Bears in this game.
I did see that. You know,
how does that make you feel?
I feel good. We don't really care about that once again.
Right.
And, you know, we just got to approach it like we have these past two games. You know, the same as any other, prepare and just kind of be focused on that. But, you know, they're a good team. I watched their game against UCLA. It was right after ours that night on Friday. So they look solid. But, you know, I'm excited to play them. It's a new team. You know, it's my fourth year. And, you know, after all these years, playing a new team is always a fun time.
So. What kind of stood out to you in this game? And maybe specifically about your matchup individually.
Yeah, they got some bigger guys. I know that they start a guy at the four that's basically like a five-man. So I might see some time at the four with Egan, you know, playing a bigger matchup and handling them there. But not a ton of ball screens. They got some guards that will post up. They'll run some different actions for that. So I like those different type of matchups, you know, teams that aren't so – you know, the same as other teams, I would put it. But yeah, I'm excited for it.
Have you ever been to Malibu before?
Never. I've heard it's nice, and I'm hoping to get some sun, you know, hopefully get some good weather out there. But I'm excited to get on the road, first real road game, and, you know, hopefully have a good atmosphere out there.
Yeah, that's a Saturday game. So I believe we're actually, I don't know, check this out, and you tell me where you'd rather be.
Let's see. Looking at the weather.
Yeah, looking at the weather. Saturday, 30% chance of frozen mix here.
Oh, gosh.
In the northern Colorado area. And I listened to Cody Wilson, the weather guy. He'll give us the real rundown. But for you guys, it's going to be, not that you have to experience that in the game, but leading up to it and around it, you're not going to have anything like that.
No, I don't think it's going to be frozen in Malibu right now. I think that's going to be a fun little thing. Hopefully we stop by the beach or something. I have no idea where the campus is, but I'm excited to get out there. I love road games too. I love being home and being with our fans, but I like experiencing different atmospheres and different teams.
Well, you gotta like it too, because I've always thought this would have been a cool thing to be a Division I athlete. Like when you're going on the road, everything's kind of planned out for you.
It is.
You're not gonna get lost. Yeah. You're on time. Then you got the hotel, and that can be kind of exciting too.
Yeah.
And then you just get up, go to a new area, go to a new campus, and get ready and warm up that way.
Yeah.
It's gotta be fun, kind of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I like traveling in and hanging out with my roommate in the room and the guys, and kind of being removed from the regular world almost. And like you said, it's planned. They'll get us food, and I really like those practices the day before in the gym. New place. It's not too grueling of a practice, obviously, because we play the next day. And I'm kind of just enjoying that. It's always good vibes.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see what you guys do against Pepperdine. And then after that, it's the Portland Invitational.
Oh, yeah.
So this will
be three games in three days.
So, it's way early, but that does kind of give, especially some of the younger guys, a chance to get what that Big Sky tournament looks like.
Yeah. I'm excited for that. I know it's probably going to be a little hard on the body for sure. But I think that's a cool experience. When you play those three games in a row now, that's the same thing you're going to do in Boise, right? So, that'll be a really good thing for us to kind of get under our belt. And I guarantee that's why Smiley and them, did that, to kind of get us that feel early on.
Yeah, you'll have St. Thomas that Friday, the 21st, and then Portland, and then California State Fullerton. So I know they just played Wyoming, actually.
Yeah, they did.
So, that'll be an interesting battle, all three of those.
Yeah, I'm excited. Once again, teams – we played St. Thomas last year.
Yes,
But
yes.
Portland and Fullerton we haven't played, so – it'll be interesting. I'm excited to play St. Thomas, though. We lost them last year, hopefully. A little get back if we can, but I'm excited.
And the vibes are high right now around this basketball team. But first things first, Pepperdine, and we'll look forward to that matchup coming up this weekend, man. I can't wait for that game.
Yeah, I'm ready, man. I'm ready to get on the road. I don't want to wait a whole week, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, 49 minutes after the hour. We'll take a quick break. We'll finish up here with Brock. Really, I love Ed Lamb. I love football. But when your football team's kind of at that point where they struggled last week and now they got a couple games left, thank goodness basketball's here.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
I love basketball.
Oh, it's the time. It's the best time. Love it. We'll be right back.
For a complete rundown of all things high school football playoffs, listen to the postseason special presented by Clearwater Products, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back to the Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Check those guys out at interiorsprinkler.com. Sprinkler installation, fire extinguisher inspection, kitchen hoods, paint booths, and fire alarms. They are trusted in this industry. Brock, great job again, man. Well done.
Yeah.
Gave out the game balls and everything.
Yeah, well, you set it up. I just...
I'm telling you, it makes it so much easier when... we've had some really good player shows in the past, but we're rolling right
it's
now.
It's going all right.
We're gelling right now.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, we're just vibing, just talking.
So when you start to need some advice on the basketball side, just let me know.
Yeah, I'll text you before games. See
I'll shoot you a text.
Yeah,
be like, dude, hey man, you look a little gun shy right now.
Yeah,
go a little
more aggressive.
Be more aggressive, man. It's going to be the most cliche things you're ever going
to
hear, though.
I need to hear it. I'm sure.
And then when you're really aggressive, I'll be like, hey man, you're being a little too aggressive. Be less aggressive, okay?
Yeah. I'll take those to heart.
So far,
put you on
so
staff,
good,
maybe.
Man. Yes. Well, I think so. I don't think I could hit the mid-range jumpers.
No,
No, I don't think I could do that, but I'm sure I could find a spot there.
Could do something.
Comedic relief.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's the team funny guy?
Chancellor White. Coach Reed.
Coach is good. Oh, funny, we've only got a second here. Coach Reed coached against me.
Did he?
When I was in high school.
I had no idea.
He will not remember. He remembers some guy that was on my team that was really good, but it wasn't me. He came up to me last year, and he's like, you went to Cheyenne Wells, man. I coached against you guys. And I was like, yeah, yeah. He's like, this year, he's labeling out the years. I'm like, exactly my timeline. Yeah. No, don't remember the feisty white dude that could play defense, couldn't shoot?
No.
Not a word.
I'm sure he did at the time. I bet he loved you. He loves those type of guys, man.
No, he didn't mention it. He mentioned the one, we had a really tall dude, not quite your height, but he was tall. And he's like, yeah, you had this dude, Kyle. And I'm like, yeah, I don't talk to Kyle anymore. Yeah. Thanks a lot, coach. No, your coach is awesome.
Yeah.
Brock, great work from you. I love the game ball thing. Let's keep it rolling.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to give those out each week.
Any predictions? Who's getting it against Pepperdine? Win or lose, we're throwing a game ball out.
I'm gonna go with Arik.
That's your prediction?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. We're gonna test your integrity too on this. Are you gonna just try to, hey, I was right about it, so I'm giving him the game ball no matter what?
No, I'm gonna be honest.
You'll be honest. Yeah. All right, man. Brock, great job. Bears, you're 2-0. Let's get to 3-0 before
keep
we do
rolling.
Another show, man.
Just
what do you think?
Rolling. Yes, sir.
All right, my friend. All right, you get after it. Take care of yourself. We'll talk to you next week. Top stories of the day coming up next.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.